Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
And Rutherford Issues, powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Their charitable foundation is Sharing Change, funded by members who round up their electric bills to the nearest dollar each month as a donation and support hundreds of nonprofits. Discover more at sharingchange.org. State Representative Mike Sparks joins me here today, and a lot of things that we can kind of jump into, but you're about to get busy, aren't you? I guess you've been busy.
Well, we have. You know, we're out right now, organizational session, as we're calling it, and just people's offices moved around. You know, we had a few new lawmakers. And
why do you all move offices so much?
Well, I don't. Okay. If you got a new lawmaker coming in, then you know, somebody going out and maybe
and somebody wants a bigger office.
Chairman, you know, they're moving, that sort of thing. So I like where I'm at. I've got a large conference room to my right, and then our press secretary, Ben Whitehead's right across the hall. So Ben's very helpful and a great young man. But yeah, we've got a special session the governor's called for dealing with the hurricane relief and then the education opportunity scholarship legislation and then immigration. So it'll be very interesting, you know.
This immigration deal, from what I understand, there were several states, maybe up to 12, 13, 14 states that went down before President Trump was inaugurated and met to come up with a plan that will work. And I think it's going to be like a multi-state deal, isn't it, for immigration?
Regarding immigration, yeah. You know, I hadn't followed other states, and it'll be interesting what the governor sets forth on it. And you know, it's a important topic, and you know, it's something that I think that's a mandate that Trump talks about, that why he got elected, which is a miracle in itself, you know, him being president again. So it's a serious issue. You know, it's affected every community. It's affected Rutherford County. I noticed just yesterday the another gun store was broke into, and it's gangs. And, you know, those are, I believe they may have caught those folks, Venezuelan gangs, MS-13, and some others. And, you know, I tend to agree with probably the majority of most folks out there that folks that commit crimes that don't obey the laws need to go back to their home country. You know, I'm half immigrant. You know, my mother was from Scotland. She came over here legally after my dad met her after World War II. And thank God she moved to America. She never wanted to go back to Scotland. I visited Scotland. Wouldn't want to live there, but beautiful country, beautiful people. But, you know, we do have laws in this country. And unfortunately, many folks choose not to obey them. But probably the main issue is going to be the education scholarship bill, which is, you know, sometimes gets contentious. But then again, you know, if you look at the surveys and polling on that, it's I believe it's, if I looked last time I'd seen, I think it was 60, according to Beacon Center, I believe it was 67, believe in school choice, 60% believe in school choice, 73% of Republicans, 51% of Democrats. And it's a serious issue. I think school choice is something that we all should welcome and look forward to and look at solutions. I met with the speaker last week. He asked me my concerns, and I told him Rutherford County, we're in a crisis. We're busting at the seams. We're, you know, I think my district has 30 different languages being spoken in the school system, and they're having a hard time hiring teachers. And the world, like Bob Dylan said, the world, it is a changing, you know, and so it is changing. But I think school choice can offer some relief to an overcrowded district like what we're seeing.
How does that?
Well, I think the charter offers some relief. I mean, they can build it a lot cheaper than the conventional school system can. I mean, like Tim Rudd, we were in a meeting the other day with Craig Harrison. I appreciate Craig if he's listening, because they are in a crisis. I mean, I think that's one thing that we can all agree on. Rutherford County's in a crisis. Crisis of building schools, crisis of keeping up with all the growth, whether it's California, New York, Chicago, Detroit, folks coming across the border illegally, it's all adversely affecting our community, and we can't keep up. I mean, like Tim asked, you know, the projected high school cost about 4 or 5 years ago was $95 million. Mm-hmm. Now it's 180 million. So in 2 years, it's probably going to be 200 million. This whole system is a house of cards. It's going to crumble. And it's a domino effect, and it's going to affect us.
Land is also trouble here. Land. I mean, oh, it is, find land to build a school.
Well, I was sitting with Lisa Marciani, and Lisa's a sweet lady with the sheriff's department. It was, you know, David Settles invited me at the NAACP meeting, and shout out to them. That was just an awesome event, and appreciate the awards that were handed down to law enforcement and some others. Jerry Anderson Awards, mm-hmm. what it is. Mm-hmm. And, you know,
we've got the news story on the website from this
last
weekend.
It was really a touching event. I really appreciate NAACP and them really supporting law enforcement and REMS and first responders and others. And, but the jail, I was asking her, I said, what's your capacity and what's your current amount of folks in jail? I think she said it was 970 and their capacity is 950. Yeah. A jail is going to be expensive to build.
Well, and I think that's on the county's to-do list here in the next couple of years.
I mean, if you're Joe Carr, if you're Craig Harris or Jeff Phillips or Pettus Reed or Anthony Johnson, whoever, how do you fund this? You know, because I know they've come to the legislature and try to advocate for impact fees. That's very difficult because we've got 99 members up there. And
well, the school board is going to come ask for a new high school this next year.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I call it a crisis. I feel like I'm in the minority because I don't think anybody uses the term crisis. Maybe if they do, they can text me that they use the term crisis on WGNS or probably. But I told the speaker, we're in a crisis in our county, and we can't continue to build schools. We've got to start thinking creatively. You know, whether it's a hybrid type project with homeschoolers, if folks want to homeschool, let them homeschool, let them give them the resources. I mean, you look at a church, for example, World Outreach. I knew they hosted some teacher training. I've seen them host a law enforcement training with Deputy Chris Beach and others on the drone training I was at about 2 years ago. But you've got a lot of buildings that really aren't being used wisely. And if we could leverage those buildings, let's leverage them. Let's find a way to partner with some folks, get creative. For example, I talked to Motlow the other day. I was at their board of trustees with our delegation, and I asked, I said, if we could find creative ways for students to graduate early. You know, you've heard me share this. If they could graduate, and I know they're doing some of that now. Some of that is but if we could find ways that they're qualified to graduate and get them in the TCATs early, get them at Motlow, get them in Tissue. Do you have the capacity? And I don't know, what's Michael's last name, the TCAT, the director? Michael, forgot his.
Johnson, isn't it?
Is Johnson. And Dr. Torrance, they were excited. They said, yeah, we'll take those students. You know, my oldest boy, Preston, he skipped a grade. He went to Holloway, put himself through night school. That saved the taxpayers roughly $9,000. So he got in college early and decided to graduate early. But you think about it, Brian, if we could find a way to just relieve 2% of the student of the growth, 2%, you know, that's roughly 1,000 students, because we're roughly, 51,000 students, I believe.
Patrick Wade is the president of TCAT.
Patrick Wade was there. And they both were very welcoming to the idea. But here's what the speaker, and I appreciate Cameron. He said, how are you on the school choice issue, special session? I said, well, I've got concerns. Because I don't have all the information in front of me. I've got concerns. And I said, my county, we're really in a world of hurt. We've just got to find some creative ways. And I'm asking for a TASER study, which we've done before. You know, Scott helped me on the TASER study dealing with childhood sexual abuse. And then we did the one on affordable housing a couple years ago.
Now, what is the TASER study?
TASER, Tennessee Advisory Council on Intergovernment Relations. And what we do, it reminds me of the book of Proverbs. You know, there's wisdom in the multitude of counselors. Doesn't say there's wisdom in one governor, wisdom in one representative, wisdom in one mayor. You bring people together and talk about the solutions. That's what TASER does. That ended up helping me get the law passed that you can go back and prosecute on sexual abuse. Now, it's a very difficult process because it's, you know, it's after 20, 30 years, there's going to be a lack of evidence, obviously. But it does give those victims that want to prosecute to go back. But that's what came out of that. The affordable housing TASTRA study I did 2 years ago, ideas come out of that, solutions come out of that. I just feel as a representative, we've got to have more dialogue to solve some of these problems that you can't use. It's like, who was it, Einstein, that said you can't use the same methods to solve the current problems because you're going to continue to get the same results you've always gotten.
So Governor Lee has been pretty adamant that before he's out of office these next 2 years, this school stuff is going to get done.
It is. You've seen him speak about it, right?
He's very passionate about it.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Well, it's in his, the dude will start crying. I mean, it's in his DNA. I think what's motivated him is he had done a lot of inner city outreach to the fatherless, to young people that may not have the same opportunity that maybe he had. And he sees education, like all of us, I think we all agree, that education is the great equalizer, I just heard of we had the shooting in Antioch yesterday, and it's just heartbreaking. You got something in Memphis, they caught a young man with a gun. If we don't get these young people an education, a career, some kind of vocation, they're going to stay in the same old rut they've always been in there, and it's expensive to build prisons. Now, somebody didn't like me saying that recently about the third grade reading, but if these kids don't, if we can't teach them to read and write when they're graduating to be productive citizens, it's so easy to get trapped up in the system today with the drug activity out there, the gang activity, the illegal guns that's out there on the street. It's a different world today than it was when I was a kid.
So there are obviously opponents to, school choice, and you said that you had some reservations. I mean, can you see some of the points? Because one is, if you start, let's take Antioch High School, for instance, if there's a mass exodus there at Antioch High School and then they go to another school, well, then that's overcrowded, or they go home and, or homeschool and such, and, stability too. Not everybody can homeschool. And
yeah, I agree.
I don't know. I saw a lot of the kids being interviewed yesterday saying, I don't know if I can come back here, after what happened. And so, what does that do to that school and that school system? So
it's heartbreaking. I think a lot of this goes back on the mental health. And we had a great meeting that Butch Vaughn was at. I know he's your guest for tomorrow. And Francis Rosales School Board members, as well as Sarah Murphy with Prevention Coalition for Success, Ella Britt with Volunteer Behavior, Dr. Sullivan was there, his assistant, assistant director, Dr. K. Martin, and others that are more into the childhood behavior. And it's a serious issue. What happened in Antioch was a mental health breakdown. That's mental health right there. For somebody to go get a gun and go target, that's mental health. And if folks don't think that's mental health,
there was apparently some maybe bullying involved in that.
Yeah.
It's
mental health. And I'm going to tell you, man, I hear feedback that, and I don't want to use profanity on the radio, but it just really kind of gets me aggravated, because that could be the primary school where I went to. That could be Smyrna Middle School where I went to. That could be Thurman Francis where I went to. Smyrna High School.
I think most school systems, especially systems of the size that we have, you have to just kind of be on eggshells about that, because it's not like, can it happen? It's when will it happen?
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes. It's sad. And I don't have the solutions. The governor didn't have the solutions. The Democrat Party didn't have the solutions. The Republican Party didn't have the solutions. That's why we got to come together as a people, as a nation. I was glad to see Stewart's Creek High School band play the other day. Man, what that was music, bringing people together. And, Bart called me the other day, Bart Walker, and I said, he's like, man, they got canceled, And I was like, well, usually in my life, when I see hardship, God's got a better plan. He's got a better door that's going to be open. And that's what happened the other day, Saturday, with inauguration. A bigger door got open, because how far was Donald Trump and J.D. Vance? Like 40 feet from the band.
Yeah.
I mean, I told my wife, I said, how are these students going to play music when I've been to D.C., man? It's cold. I don't know how they're going to. But anyways, it all worked out. Shout out to the band and Debbie Burton, Michael Chester, and Dr. Harrell. And shout out WGNS and all the media that came together, that brought people together. And that's the power of music, you know?
Mike, appreciate it. And remind folks that they can tune in on Sunday night for your show, Conversations with Mike Sparks, 5 o'clock.
5 to 6. Yeah, listen in, folks.
All right. And it's also on radio streaming and Big G TV, so check it out there. That's it for the show. Have a great day, everybody. See you back tomorrow.